The future of reporting now.
This is Concordia News Radio.
Good morning! It's currently minus 8 degrees and snow at the Loyola campus of Concordia University. I'm Jason Brian Jean-Baptiste. Here are today's headlines. Too much paperwork for Canadian doctors, students struggling to pay for housing, and Quebec business say inflation is hitting their bottom line. Can book an appointment with your doctor this week? Paperwork might be to blame. In a single year, Canadian doctors spend a total of 19 million combined hours doing administrative work, and that's stopping them from making well over 50 million appointments with patients. Ines Rife has our report.
A 10% decrease in the paperwork doctors have to do could alleviate the burden enough for over 5 million patients to be seen. Dr. Michael Callan says that all the administrative work is frustrating for doctors who just want to see patients.
It's completely unnecessary. It's bad for you, it's bad for me, it's bad for the patient who should have been seen in your place.
Nearly 90% of Canadians participating in the survey by the Canadian Federation of Independent Businesses believe that the government should cut down on all the paperwork. CFIB policy analyst Benjamin Huss says it shouldn't be too difficult to actually make the change.
It should be a separate entity that really works on this and and keeps charge of reducing the red tape for our doctors.
The Federation says it will continue to pressure the government to make the changes. Ines Rife for Concordia News and NDG.
95% of physicians and medical learners are in favor of a pan-Canadian license. That's the findings of a recent survey by the Canadian Medical Association. The proposed measure would improve access to healthcare, especially in remote regions. But as Olivier Paiman reports, reactions to the survey are not unanimous.
Canadian doctors must hold a medical license in each province or territory they work in. This would not be the case with a pan-Canadian license. The Canadian Medical Association's poll suggests this would lead to overwhelmingly positive results. But Montreal-based Dr. Michael Kalin does not believe so.
Just because I can prescribe in another province doesn't mean that I should. Because if I'm not there and I don't understand that system and I can't follow up on it, I'm not sure how good that is.
He believes doctors traveling across the country for patients would have a similar effect as telemedicine.
I think that we are owed better than that. You should at least have a physician who's in your jurisdiction who understands the system that you're practicing in.
In fact, a pan-Canadian license might not even be necessary. Provinces like Ontario are already taking steps towards increased mobility, and as Dr. Kalin explains, applying for a license in another province or territory is not difficult.
You just have to apply and give a couple of references.
Olivier Paiman for Concordia News.
A 6-year-old girl died following an accident at the Val-Saint-Côme ski hill located in the Lanaudière region. The Sûreté du Québec revealed this morning that the tragedy happened yesterday when the child was using a T-bar lift to go up the mountain. The reasons behind the accident are still unknown and the investigation is ongoing. The Val-Saint-Côme resort management has said they do not believe the incident was caused by a mechanical failure. Rising costs in university residence are forcing many students off campus. Some are even giving up their education to work. Ravina Sagantiok joins us at Concordia University Inkston Hall residence. Ravina, are there many students currently residing at the Inkston Hall?
There's currently not many students on campus, which is why members of the National Assembly stated that only 8% of the student population live in campus residence.
Do students find their rent expensive?
Students are finding on-campus housing to be expensive, making them either quit school or find housing outside of campus like Evo or Park City. Here's what Raphael Julien, a McGill student who's also working at the off-campus residency Park City, had to say regarding students being able to afford their rent in Montreal.
You know, if they can afford to come in Canadian university in the first place, that kind of price for the housing is not a problem. I mean, I guess help from the government is always welcome. I don't know if like a small aid in like providing a sum of money to pay for the rent is gonna help that much. It depends. I guess it depends on the universities and their prices. I know that the pricing of McGill is quite hefty.
Ravina, what changes would students like to see?
I've spoken to a couple students, and many of them don't want to live on campus due to the high cost. but many of them are either looking to stay at home with their parents until they finish their studies, or they're trying to find apartments on their own. Here's what one student had to say regarding on-campus housing.
But we're not really looking for anywhere near Concordia or near like where my brother studies at UTS, just because we know it's going to be overpriced. So we're more looking towards things that are near the metro.
Thank you, Ravina. Joël Arsenault, deputy of Des Îles de la Madeleine and member of the Parti Québécois, asked the support of Quebec's government to improve regional air transport. The Parti Québécois invited Geneviève Guilbeault, Minister of Transport and Sustainability, to create a new program that would relaunch air transport services. This request was made based on reports about deficiencies of transport in Saguenay, Mont-Joli, Baie-Comeau, and other islands. Companies also aren't satisfied with the current itineraries to provide services. Arsenault affirms that this project is essential to improve access to health services and travel for workers and families. Students aren't the only people struggling with rising cost of living. According to a recent survey by Normandin Baudry, the salary budgets of Quebec businesses have increased by an average of around 5% in response to the current inflation rate. Luca Mars joins us in studio with more. Luca, how badly is inflation affecting all of us?
Well, with inflation peaking last year at around a 40-year record high, we're now seeing actually a decrease to less severe levels. Nevertheless, inflation is still at levels that haven't been seen in 30 years. So working Quebecers are especially feeling the pinch with rising inflation rates, affecting grocery and gas prices.
Well, right now it's like I have a full-time job, I'm working, but I can't make it. I'm looking for sideline jobs. Mm-hmm. I do have one or two, but I'm looking for something more serious.
Employers are also feeling the pinch.
Yes, the inflation rate is also dramatically impacting many industry supply chains. So the resources that go into producing goods are also becoming more expensive, especially labor. But an important aspect to consider is that with peak inflation behind us, many workers will have a difficult time trying to negotiate a salary increase to match last year's inflation rate. Moshe Lander, economic analyst and professor at Concordia University, explains more.
It's entirely possible that employees might have lost their opportunity to try and leverage their situation. And so if employers dig in their heels and say, we're not giving it to you, good luck trying to get it, the moment could pass. And so employees might find themselves out of luck.
How will this impact the Quebec economies in the long term?
Well, like I said before, with peak inflation behind us, it's projected inflation will peak at around 3% this year and level out to stable rates in 2024. This, combined with the fact that the major factors contributing to these current inflation rates were caused by the COVID-19 pandemic, has led many to believe that the long-term impacts of the current inflation rate will be minimal.
Thank you, Luca. Visible minorities are still underrepresented in management positions. A report was published saying that visible minorities still have problems being represented in management positions in the public service. Multiple recommendations were done to help improve the representation of visible minorities. Victor Schaefer spoke to Egbert Gay, editor of Community Contact, regarding this problem.
Well, no, there's no reason to be surprised, right? Because there's never been a concerted effort to involve visible minorities and every minority group into the Quebec workforce. You've heard a lot about...
What more can be done to change this?
Well, number one, it's a simple task. You have to recognize what people have been... people have been calling or naming or identifying as systemic racism, which means a series of blockages, a series of obstacles that starts from elementary school right up that prevent people from being fully accepted. So once the government comes to accept, look, there are blockages and obstacles that are preventing people from participating fully in society, then they're going to start to make the moves. And that in itself would lead, as we get right up to the top of the ladder and in the public service workforce, that would lead to respect and that would lead to the adequate representation of visible minorities.
And do you see things improving?
Slowly it will, but it's only going to improve with continued advocacy in the media and on behalf of communities and of people of goodwill.
Do you think that there's this will of the government to make a change?
So basically, it's ideologically driven with this government. In other governments, and you know, time comes when other governments will come into play and they would move easier. But in terms of this current government and their lack of identification of systemic racism, it's far more difficult.
That was Victor Schaefer speaking with Egbert Gay, the editor of Community Contact. The Vatican announced the retirement of Quebec Cardinal Marc Ouellette. Ouellette is facing sexual misconduct allegations that have been made against him in a class action lawsuit last year. Until now, Ouellette led one of Vatican's most powerful offices. Earlier this month, in a written statement, Ouellette denied the allegations. The Roman Catholic Church of Quebec City revealed that they received another complaint from a woman against Ouellette who served as the Archbishop of the city. Yesterday evening, the Chiefs of Kansas City beat the Bengals 23-20. The Kansas City Chiefs joined the Eagles of Philadelphia, and they're qualified to compete for the Super Bowl in Arizona on February 12th. Selma Ferjiwil with all your sport news.
Is it there? End zone. Caught! Travis Kelce with the touchdown on 4th-and-1.
This was the Chiefs' first victory after three consecutive losses. In 2 weeks, they'll be back at the Super Bowl competing for the title for the third time in 4 seasons. Their only 2 victories in NFL history have been in 1969 and 2019, respectively, exactly 50 years apart from each other. In other sports news, the Boston Bruins lost 1-4 against the Carolina Hurricanes yesterday. This is their third defeat in a row.
Away from Carlo, and he does. Now Jarvis in on Allmark. Jarvis backhand, he scores! Oh, Seth Jarvis!
The Bruins were only able to score a goal in the third period, all thanks to Taylor Hall with the help of Pavel Zaka and Charlie McAvoy. Wednesday evening, they'll compete against the Toronto Maple Leafs. Lastly, the 35-year-old tennis player Novak Djokovic won his 10th Australia Open yesterday. He played against Stefano Tsitsipas.
Oh, come on.
He's 35. With that type of movement, that's scary good.
Love Fatal.
After having won the Wimbledon title last year, he was refused entry in the U.S. and banned from Australia in 2022. This year, he's back and stronger than ever. These absences from games made him lose his number one spot. Thankfully for him, this victory is making him get back on the top of the charts.
Thank you, Selma. Montreal Le Saint-Sulpice Café Bar has announced its closure at the end of next month. The bar is a staple of Montreal's Latin Quartier and served as a gathering spot for students and local artists for 43 years. The building went up for sale in January 2022. On Facebook, the owners thanked their customers and many of them shared their best memories about the place. Today you can expect a cloudy morning with sunny breaks, with light snow, with cold temperature under freezing point. This week, thanks to a polar vortex, the coldest temperatures are set to hit Quebec. An average of minus 20 is expected for Friday and Saturday. You have a great excuse to enjoy your weekend at home. That's your news to 11:30. Thanks for listening. For Concordia News, I'm Jason Marin Jean-Baptiste.